Day three of Shrine Game coverage here. Alex Smith alongside Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net as we have one-on-one drills going on right now, wide receivers and running backs versus defensive backs. Tony, we've seen a couple of interesting names here to start. Let's see who the next guy up here is. I think that's Devin Johnson, the running back, fullback hybrid out of Marshall. What have you seen from him this week?
So, you know, unlike that play right there, he's shown himself to be a threat offensively. Not only a good blocker, but has run the ball well when they've asked him to. Solid pass catcher out of the backfield. So when you can do multiple things well, that's going to increase your draft stock.
And let's check out the next matchup here. Let's see which side of the field they go. It looks like they may be going up on the far side. That's Cody Kuhr, the wide receiver out of Ole Miss, lined up against Jordan Lomax, the safety, as the pass is off the hands there from Kuhr. What have you seen from Kuhr this week?
You know, it's unusual that he dropped that pass because the play before he made a spectacular catch down the field. He played in the shadow of Laquon Treadwell, but for the most part should be a solid mid-round choice.
This next pass is completed over the middle to a guy that has really impressed me this week, and that's Chris Brown from Notre Dame. I think he's shown some really good hands this week.
Highly rated coming into the season by NFL scouts. I think he was obviously overshadowed by Will Fuller. But he's a guy transferred to Notre Dame. He'll compete to make the reception. He gets verticals, you saw there. He's a hand catcher, which is what you want. He doesn't let the ball get into his body, doesn't double catch it. He's got naturally soft hands. And, you know, a place for a guy like that in the draft is in the last day, and he can make a roster as a fourth receiver.
Another interesting player who's right around midfield with the Florida Gators helmet on, number 24. That's Brian Poole, the defensive back. 5'10", 211. He's shown some pretty good coverage skills, I think, this week. What did you see from Poole coming into this week, and has he shown you anything different here?
Yeah, he was spotty during his college career. He played like a first-day pick on occasion. Other times he looked like a late rounder. I mean, consistency is an issue for him. He's got the ability. He's got the skills. He just has to play at a high level on every snap.
Let's come back over here on the right side of the field here. That's Joel Stavi, the quarterback out of Wisconsin, who's lined up with a running back on each side. That's Keenan Reynolds on the left-hand side. The pass goes over the middle, and it's complete to Chris Brown. Tony, just talking about the quarterbacks here, Stavi's another one of those guys, probably a fringe player just trying to work himself into the draft at this point.
A lot of teams like Stave. He's a guy who could surprise on draft day. I'm not one of them, but they like his size. You see the length he's got there. They like his arm strength. He's a tough, intelligent guy, has some mechanical issues. But again, he's one of those guys that you take in the sixth round, you maybe develop him as your third quarterback for 2 or 3 years down the road. He definitely has an NFL future. He's got the skills.
Looks like we're going to get a new group of players up here, including Kyle Carter, the tight end from Penn State. He's been very impressive this week as well. You see him there with the white helmet on, number 87. Tajay Sharp, another player who's had a pretty good week here in St. Pete. And it looks like Jake Rudock, another one of those, kind of a similar case to Stavi, another quarterback, played at Michigan, just trying to work his way into the draft here.
Iowa transfer. He's got the arm strength. He's got a funky delivery. It's kind of like a three-quarters rotated type delivery, which hurts his accuracy. Sometimes the ball sprays all over the place, and you don't know where it's going to go. You know, it's a matter of he's got the physical skills. You see it there. He almost short-arms his motion, but that pass was on the money to Cody Kuhr. I mean, he's an undrafted free agent. You bring him to camp, maybe he gets a shot to compete for that third quarterback position on the NFL roster.
Sticking with that offensive huddle there, you can see the University of Maryland helmet. That's Brandon Ross, 5'10", 210 pounds. Another interesting running back. We've seen guys like Josh Ferguson, Keenan Reynolds do some good things this week. But Ross is another interesting guy to keep an eye on.
I liked everything he's done this week. I mean, he's run the ball well. He showed great vision. He's caught the ball well out of the backfield. He's done a good job blocking when he was asked to. Obviously, they're going to go down the field to Tajay Sharp, who makes the catch. But you see the quickness there with Brandon Ross. I mean, he's not lazy out of the snap. He quickly gets into his breaks, gets out to the flanks as the underneath safety valve, ready to catch the ball. Granted, they're playing against there. There's no defenders. But you like to see that. They've got to do the little things well, even when there's no defenders on the other side.
Looking at number 89 here, that's Darian Griswold, the tight end. We've had a couple of good tight ends here as the pass is over his head, a little bit too tall there for the tight end. But guys like Kyle Carter, we've seen some interesting tight end prospects here. David Morgan, another guy for the West team. But where does Griswold fit in with all those guys?
If he's drafted, it's going to be late. He's more of a move tight end, sort of an H-back. He's a little bit smaller than the other guys. He doesn't have the great height. Solid pass catcher. But he's more of a scheme-specific type of tight end. I don't think he's basically for every team. If you're going to put your tight end in motion before the snap of the ball, ask him run intermediate patterns, he's someone you're going to consider.
All right, I think that'll wrap things up here. Our thanks to Tony Pauline from DraftInsider.net. And for continuing coverage of the Shrine Game practice, be sure to keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.